throughout the last few weeks, we've noticed a climb in dwelling burglary offences throughout two main wards in the Basildon district, one being the Craylands Estate and Whitmore Way, and all of the adjacent roads off of Whitmore Way, and the other being Fellmores and Ashlands and all the surrounding roads on that estate. As a result, we decided to put together an operation called Operation Circuit. We utilised many different units within Essex Police to take on a slightly different approach to the operation, for mainly crime prevention but also crime detection. We've utilised the mounted section for high visibility policing purposes on Fellmores and Ashlands and Craylands, and this seems to have gone down well. When speaking to members of the public, I've mentioned, have you seen them out and about? And they have mentioned that they've seen the horses, which is fantastic. We've also used the mobile police station, and Anne, who's our local PCSO that runs that, and she's been going over to Ashlands Park and talking to the children and the adults. It's obviously the school holidays, so there's lots of mums out there, reassuring them about crime prevention, keeping your property safe at home and securing it as best as you can. We've then had our main troops on the ground, which is the invaluable PCSOs, the work they've done with foot patrols and cycle patrols, talking and engaging with members of the public, and also doing very good stop checks on known nominals and key offenders throughout the area. And today is our last strand, which is our road checks. We're today starting on Craylands. The key area to the road checks isn't only dealing with traffic offences that are visible, it's also public reassurance by being visible in the area, because we're right opposite residential homes and can be seen. It's about stopping people travelling through our area. What is their purpose for their journey? Because we do know that some of our criminals use vehicles to get from A to B and to commit their crime, also to transport their stolen goods. And as it's burglary offences we're looking into, we want to prevent this as much as possible. I think the last thing is that we will be stopping everybody, not just those that have visible traffic offences, but those members of the public that may be able to give us information, intelligence, that we can use later on.